Honorable Gajendra Kumar Ponnambalam, you have 11 minutes.
I thank you, Honorable Deputy Speaker. I don't wish to repeat some of the concerns that have already been raised, but I wish to flag just about three or four points. One is of particular concern, Honorable Deputy Speaker. In 2016, with the World Bank's funding of $55 million, there was what was called the Strategic City Development Project, SCDP, that commenced. Now, that project was completed without the participation of the Jaffna Divisional Secretariat Office, the Nellore Divisional Secretariat Office, because the sort of project overlapped from Jaffna and Nellore. The Jaffna UDA was kept out, and the Jaffna Municipal Council also was completely kept out. Instead, the implementation was by the UDA in the head office in Colombo. Particularly, the SCDP management unit and the SCDP implementing unit were formed without any adequate persons with qualifications, as they were political appointees. The drainage system master plan for that project, for the implementation of that project, was to be drawn up, was to be prepared with the funding of 1,870 million rupees that was allocated to a private firm by the UDA in Colombo. But the plan was made without rainfall data or elevation data. Now, Honorable Deputy Speaker, this matter was brought to the attention of these implementation committees, and questions were raised by well-meaning experts who happened to be observers and who had heard about this this oversight. Deliberate oversight is what we can say, but they were completely ignored. And the plan went through. And today, Honorable Deputy Speaker, I mean, we talk of natural disaster because of the cyclone. But because of this project being done in such a haphazard, negligent way, without getting the adequate data for the necessary planning, flooding has been made far, far worse. Now, this matter has been repeatedly brought up to the notice of the previous government. My colleague, who was a former Member of Parliament, Honorable Selvaraja Gajendran, both in 2020, in 2021, and thereafter every year, has brought this matter up at the DCC meetings, then at the Kacheri, then here in the House, at every budget meeting, at every opportunity with the relevant ministry, asking that this matter be investigated, because it is a crime. So much money has been allocated, and that these projects could be implemented without the necessary data, which is fundamental for that project to be successful. And as a result, Jaffna is seeing flooding that has never been seen in the way it is being seen today. I think I would urge this government this government came on the pledge of making sure that there will be no corruption. This stinks of corruption. This stinks of corruption, Honorable Deputy Speaker, and the Honorable Prime Minister is here. I would urge her to kindly look into this. It is passionate for us, because we actually have inside information, and it is with that information that we repeatedly try to bring this matter to the attention of the previous government, not the Rajapaksa government, the Ranil Wickremesinghe government, but then, of course, they were both together. This project was started in 2016, so you can just imagine why it was just hushed up. And so I would urge the government to look into that. The second matter that I want to raise is in Batticlo in particular. We were visiting Batticlo around the 26th, 27th, and the complaint again was that despite the fact that there is a problem with regards to drainage, lack of it, etc., one of the complaints that we got right across the region was that because of the rainfall being so heavy, the sluice gates in these tanks were opened all at the same time. And as a result, the water just couldn't be controlled. There was no coordination. And that was another very important reason why Batticlo faced such a calamity over the last few days. Finally, Honourable Deputy Speaker, the Honourable Minister of Fisheries and the Honourable Ilangumaran, who is a Member of Parliament for Jaffna, visited the coastline just after these cyclones, and they are fully aware that trawlers in the Jaffna region as well as small boats have been completely damaged. Now the reason for that...
Honourable Member, you have 2 minutes left.
Yes, I'm finishing. And the reason for that, as they are surely aware, is that despite repeated requests, I know this for a fact because I have been a Member of Parliament since 2001 to 2010. Even during the peace process, we made this request that breakwaters be built. If proper breakwaters are built, those trawlers and those boats could have been saved. In Jaffna, there are certain other areas where these breakwaters have been built, and those boats are completely safe. But despite repeated requests, that has deliberately been overlooked. And since the Honourable Minister of Fisheries also represents Jaffna, I appeal to him to at least now allocate the necessary funds to build those breakwaters. The people don't want, there is a move with the previous government to try and develop the Point Pedro Harbour and move all of these fisher folk into that harbour. People don't want that. They just want these breakwaters to be deepened and the bunds to be built properly, and that is all they're asking. Surely that cannot be very expensive, Honourable Deputy Speaker, and I appeal to the Honourable Prime Minister and the Leader of the House. You see, fisheries is the one sector that has been worst affected because of the war. Because of the 35 years of the war, fisher folk could not go out to do their fishing. There were permanent bans in the northeast. They were only allowed to go about 500 meters to a maximum of 1 kilometer. So, when they have faced over 35 years of bans, I mean, they are now trying to rebuild their lives. For them not to be supported, I think is a travesty, and I would strongly urge this government to look into it. And it is important because the particular minister previously of the previous government who was in charge of fisheries, I think is one of the persons that you will have to look for with regards to corruption. I don't think there is any doubt with regards to his background, with regards to how he has performed or not performed his duties. And I would urge you to look at that as well. These are all man-made. These are all not natural reasons for the disaster to be so badly exacerbated. So if the government can, with whatever resources, look into that, it will make a huge difference. Thank you.